Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, is this a shocker to you?
Not really. I mean, the third term for George Gascon was always sort of up there, you know, undecided. He was originally from Los Angeles as a cop, and then he went on to Mesa, Arizona as a police chief, where he battled with Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio over Arpaio's immigration sweeps, made a name for himself there, got tapped by Gavin Newsom to come up and be the police chief in San Francisco. And then when Kamala Harris was elected attorney general, then Gavin put him in as district attorney. He'd had a law degree but was never a prosecutor. But he never really put the political roots down in San Francisco. He made lots of headlines, whether it was about battling tech companies over, for example, cell phones to try to make them more theft-proof by making them go dead if they were stolen, to the police officers union over reform measures. But the prospect of actually getting out there and running for re-election, again, that's a 16-hour-a-day job, 24/7. He's got an ailing mom. I don't think that it was necessarily in the cards.
Phil, it was less than a month ago that a former police commissioner, the
president.
Commission president, Susie Loftus, announced that she was going to enter that race.
That's right, and that sort of changed the dynamic. George Gascon's first election, pretty much a knock. His re-election, very easy, virtually unopposed. This time, not only was he going to face opposition, he was also going to be the only thing on the ballot. Everybody else is basically city attorney and stuff like that, unopposed. You don't want to be the only show in town if it's political and it's in San Francisco, believe me. And also, you know, while he was a reformer, and he is a reformer, and he had some, you know, for example, the cell phone legislation. On the other hand, he was also a big backer of Proposition 47, which you and I or a lot of people voted for and passed, and that changed the penalties on property crimes. And that has come back to haunt him, because now San Francisco, latest FBI stats, put it right at the top as far as property crime thefts. And that was not going to be an easy record to run on.
Susie Loftus, and there are two others. Is it Loftus' race to lose now that Gascon's out of the way?
Susie Loftus is the front runner for the next 24 or 48 hours. We'll have to see if this actually turns into an Oklahoma land rush. Once there's an open seat in San Francisco, that changed the dynamic. So there's a good chance that she's going to be getting some company pretty soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.